Okay, then we're ready to start. Okay, we're both saying. We're learning our Masechta Brachos, so it was Mechavin that this shiur should be right before Pesach. Because this is one shiur that in the first parak of Brachos that has to do B'inyonei Pesach. So stay that way. The Mishnah, the beginning of Brachos, speaks about the Meimasei Korin, Shema Barovin, etc. Then in the Mishnah says, in the middle, Meisel Bo, Bonov, in Beis HaMishnah, Amr Lolo, Karino, Shema, Amr Lemi, Lolo, Al Moshe Shachar, Chav Yom, Atem Likros. Lozo Bilvan Amru, Al Kol Masha Amru, Chachomim, Al Chatzois, Mitzvoson, Al Chayale, Al Moshe Shachar. That all the things that you can, that the Chachomim says, Al Chatzois, really, Mikar Adin, it's the whole night. Hekt Chlovim Veivorim, Mitzvoson, Al Chayale, Al Moshe Shachar. V'chol ha-necholim l'yoyim echad mitzvashim l'ashayalonu mashachah. So the hektech halovim v'avorim of the korbonus that are brought in the mizbeach, it's ad-shayalonu mashachah. And korbonus like a korban chattis that's eaten yom v'layla, so really it's the whole night ad-shayalonu mashachah. In kein lama omru chachomim an-chatzois. So these things, the hektach halavim veivarim, is the ganze nacht. But they say you should do it by chatzos, or the machlokas rishonim, and the korban is nechol kochei kochim necholim yom v'layla, is the ganze nacht. But what chachamim said, only until chatzos. So if you look, take a look for a second on page 5 of Daftes. Daftes in Brachos, Daftes Amud Aleph. Steht da so. You see, where it says the second arrow on page 5. Hekta chalovim v'chulei. How come the Mishnah didn't mention that Achilas Psochim, because Achilas Psochim is not Nechal, how come they didn't mention that also something that's Nechal called Halayla? Right? In other words, they mentioned a korban that's Nechal like a Chattis, Yom Valayla. But Achilas Psochim is not Nechal Yom Valayla. Achilas Psochim is Nor Banacht. Is only so that's a separate thing that should have been mentioned as an example of something that's nechol kol halayla, but chachamim made a siag of chatzos. So how come achilas psochim wasn't mentioned? Uminu kriyash ma'arvis v'halal b'lei psochim b'achilas pesach mitzvason shayal ar murashachar. So how come it wasn't mentioned? Amar v'yesev lo kasha harab loza ben azaria harab yakiva. That it's not so poshut. Who said that Achilas Psochim is Nechol Kol HaLayla? There was the cases in the Mishnah on Nechol Kol HaLayla, and then Chachomim made a siyak. But by Psochim, is a machloikus Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Light Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Korban Pesach is what? Is only Ad Chatzos Midaraisa. Not al siag, midaraisa. Loit Rabbi Akiva, it's the whole night. Loit Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So you know what the Gemara is going to say? That our Mishnah that doesn't mention Psochim is because our Mishnah holds like what?
Rabbi Akiva.
Like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So therefore, our Mishnah is only interested in mentioning things that midaraisa is called halayla and midarabanan is chatzos. But Korban Pesach, Loit Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Doraisa Chatzos. So that's not in the Mishnah, because that's not a totally different din. That's a din of Doraisa, of Chatzos. And the Mishnah is mentioning things that Midoraisa, like Kriyashma, is called Halayla. Or Achilas Korban Chat is called Halayla. And then Midrabanan, they made a din of Chatzos. So the fact that it's not mentioned is because our Mishnah is... Yes, so the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Harab Loza ben Azariah, Harab Yakiva.
The Tanya of Ochlo Saboso Balaila Hazeh. Rabbi Loza ben Azaria Omer Nemar Kan Balaila Hazeh. Venema Lalom Avarti Beertz Mismarim Balaila Hazeh. It both says Balaila Hazeh. Malholon Al Chatzos Havkan Al Chatzos.
So just like Makis Bechoris, who was what? Chatzos. So to what? Achilles Korban Pesach. Al Chatzos. Amli Rabbi Kiva, haluk vanema b'chipozon, atshas chipozon. No, it says b'chipozon, so b'chipozon means atshas chipozon, and that's when they left in the morning. So it's nechol the whole night.
Im kei ma talmud lomar b'layla, yochol yehi necholim k'kotshim b'yom, talmud lomar b'layla. B'layla hu nechol v'lo nechol b'yom.
So the Gemara saying over here that our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And that's why it doesn't mention Achilas Psochim in the Mishnah. Because our Mishnah, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, then it should have been mentioned. But our Mishnah is following Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So kumtois that you have a Stam Mishnah in Brachas like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Later on we're going to see the Avnei Nezer has a kasha like this. He has a kasha like this. He says, what's the pshat in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So he says, modern tzach. He says, what is he saying? Nemar varat eretz b'alay lahazeh, and by Makas Bechoros it says b'alay lahazeh, so just a chatzos, this is chatzos. He says, but the chatzos is a different chatzos. What do you mean? Because the chatzos of Makas Bechoros, it happened at chatzos. The chatzos of Achilles Pesach is not that you eat it at chatzos, until chatzos. So it's a different thing.
Before.
Mm-hmm. Right. But Makas Bechoris, it was at chatzos.
If anything, it kept going after.
Yeah. Chachatzos, whatever. But it was at a particular zman. Mm-hmm. Over here, so Rav Nezer, he's going to give a harifus. We'll see at the end of the shir. To understand what's pshat in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how do you make this yafusa? Because true, it's both chatzos, but it's one is at chatzos and one is until chatzos.
Yeah, yeah. The whole zman till chatzos is not dimming to
yeah. Chatzos of the Mac. Yeah, right. That's his kash. That's Avdei Nezer's kash. So we're going to see what his teretz is. But that, no, now you keep it.
Mitzrayim doch gewesen vom chatzos. It wasn't before chatzos.
Wasn't before, right? Was at chatzos. At Chatzos, or it could be that they all died.
All died by Chatzos. It's given a regen.
Okay. Right, but either way, it's Andersh. It's Andersh from Achila, because Achila is until. So you the whole night until Chatzos, and this is at Chatzos.
I mean, you cannot touch one of the others.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So okay. So we'll see. We'll see what he says. Oh. Now take a look. There's another Mishnah on page 6. On Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, second line, page 6. HaPesach Acha Chatzos Metameh Sayadayim. That Pesach Acha Chatzos is Metame Sayadayim. So it's considered, Chazal gave it a Din Tuma. Pesach Acha Chatzos. Pigul Anoiser Vata Metame Sayadayim. So whenever there's something that's Osir, Chachomim, in certain cases, gave it a Din Tuma. So the Gemara says, take a look in the Gemara, the first word on the line is HaPesach. I didn't put an arrow there, but the keep going further down, the first word on the line is HaPesach, where the bracket is. HaPesach, HaChatzos Metameh Seyadayim, Alma Mechatzos Havalei Noisar. The Gemara says, Man Tano, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Titanya V'ochlo Sabosa B'lai L'Hazeh, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Nemar Kan B'lai L'Hazeh, Nemar Olam L'Varati Beretz Mitzrayim B'lai L'Hazeh, Malholon ad chatzos, hafkan ad chatzos. And then Rabbi Akiva disagrees. So the Gemara says, this Mishnah that says that Pesach Achar Chatzos is Metameh Seyadayim, that sheet is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So, so now you have another Mishnah. So now we had the Mishnah, Unfang Brachos, is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And this Mishnah, in Avrei Psochim, is also Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But it comes out from this Gemara, a very interesting thing, that this Gemara seemingly is saying that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, at Chatzos, not only it's the Sof Zman, but it becomes noiser. It becomes noiser. Because, and therefore, it's Metame Seyadayim. Look in the Rashbam on the top. HaPesach HaChatzos Metame Seyadayim. The Havalei Noiser Mechatzos Ve'elech. Rabbonu Gozo Anoser Letame Seyadayim. So that's what it says. But so that's a big chiddush, because normally we assume that noiser is when in the morning, right? Noiser, a noiser at a boiker. But here the Rishonim is saying,
if the achil is only at chatzos, is after chatzos.
Right, why is it right?
Is already noiser? That's what the Gemara seems to say. But look now in Tosis on the Tessa on page 5, the Tosis in Brachos. Yeah, Rav Elazar ben Azariah.
Oimer, nemer kan b'layla hazeh. V'im tomer, hechim motzi l'meimer Rav Elazar ben Azariah ad chatzos. V'achziv lo sosir m'menu ad boker.
This is mashma. So what is Rav Elazar ben Azariah cribbed with the pasuk?
The mashma ad boker miyam motzi l'ochlo. Hishloimer, the motzi l'meimer d'hochikomar. Lo sosu dover sheyovu l'day noser ad ha-boker. Shim lo yehi nechol ad chatzos. Lo suchel lo ochlo, v'lo sofer balayla. Tamrinu b'yom at ha-sofer v'yat ha-sofer balayla. V'imkein yishor at ha-boker.
It means like this. You have to eat it by chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But once you miss chatzos, then it's going to become noiser only in the morning. In other words,
What is it from after chatzos till the morning?
You can't eat it. It's not as manachila anymore. You can't eat it.
You can't burn it
because it's not noisy yet. So the question is, what's pshat with this Gemara? How does Tosfos shtim with this Gemara?
Actually, why is it not noisy? You cannot do anything.
Right, but maybe there's a din that noisy is only lo sasir mimenu ad boker. Maybe the gzeris hakosov that noisy only
ad boker. All this time, you shouldn't be
there. So it could be that even though you can't eat it, maybe it's still what? It's still, you don't burn it yet until the morning.
But it's a sort of
noiser,
actually.
Right, but the question...
It is a sort of
noiser. But he's saying that noiser is only in the morning. That's why, but Yomat HaSorfo, Fiat HaSorfo Balayla.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Noisa, you surf it. So, you're not surfing Balayla. So, because the word is, you can't eat it until Chatzos.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's Chatzos, then Al Korch it's going to become Noisa. So, therefore, make sure to eat it by Chatzos, so it won't become Noisa in the morning.
So, Noisa and burning, not necessarily.
No, so no, it's going to be noiser. But the question is, so what's pshat in the Gemara here in Psachim that it says that HaPesach HaChatzos Metameh Seyadayim, that's mashma that it has a din noiser.
Maybe just to keep you away from it, so you won't even have a habamin of getting close to it.
Oh,
not necessarily noiser.
So if you look, take a look in the in page 15 in the Ramami Panu. Says the Ramami Panu. So he says, "Vachilus kodshim in the cholim liyohem echar achnam izam nekol alayla." But the Yevid v'sulov kutzman a Pesach. The sosom tane einochal al chatzos likuv v'midaraisik rablob zanam zaya. Shein esei shabom miskayim bachiloso achar chatzos ומילא שאם אוכל ממנו כזייס אחר כך עובר בעשה. So there's Lord Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you mevatel the mitzvah if you don't eat it by Chatzos. If you don't eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, you mevatel the mitzvah. Vachi tenan stam shilhi arve psochim, ha-Pesach ha-Chatzos Chatzos metame seyadayim. The havalei nosar lutumo midrabonon. Came in the east by Isra Esay shal Torah bachiloso. Afal gav de leis by lososir midoraisa, v'chi of course halichloso, el mishiyala alu murashacha. So he says like this, the din d'oraisa of Noisar, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is only in the morning. But Chachamim made a din d'rabbanon that since it's not his man achila, then they gave it a din Noisar mid'rabbanon by Chatzos. But the din d'oraisa, that it's a real Noisar, that has a ba'esh t'strofu, that's only in the morning. And the Gemara that says that Pesach Achar Chatzos is Metamei Seyedayim, that's a Din D'Rabbanan. It's not, really not Noiser. Because once the Zman, in other words, Chachamim wanted you to eat it during the Zman Achila. So they figured, well, if they'll say it's Metamei, you'll make sure to eat it from before. But the Din, the Lav D'Oraisa of Noiser, is only if you leave it over until the morning. That's how. And the Chofetz Chaim says like this, that's how the Rama Mipanu learns. So comes that so far we have two Mishnayis. The Mishnah in Brachas is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the Mishnah in Psachim is also like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So now let's see another Mishnah. It's amazing how many Mishnah, like Rabbi Berg was saying to me, how many Mishnayos and Shas speak just on this machlokes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. We have two Mishnayos so far, that the Mishnah first the Brachas, and the Mishnah in what? In Psachim, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now let's see Mishnah in Megillah, on page 7. Page 7, Chof Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah Azoy, Kol Hayoim Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. This Mishnah is telling you all the mitzvahs that you do in the daytime. So he says, Kol Hayoim Kosher, and in the same parak, there's a Mishnah that what? It says all the mitzvahs you do Balayla. And that's what the Rav Shloimo HaKoyin from Vilna points out. Yeah, he points out that in Masechta Megillah, and others I think point that also, it has this Mishnah of Kol Hayoim, and then the Mishnah of Kosher Kol Halayla. And it doesn't mention Mikra Megillah by Mitzvahs Halayla. Because he points out that the Takana of Kriya Balayla was not Bizman HaMishnah. The Takana of Kriya Balayla only was Bizman HaMoroim. Bizman HaTanoim, there was no such thing as Kriya Megillah. One time, and then later they made a takana. That's why the Tosis says that even though we minag Ashkenaz, even though we make Hashachianu balayla, we make another Shachianu bayom. Why we made a Shachianu balayla? Why do we have to make another Shachianu bayom? The answer is because. Tosis says, because the Shachianu Balayla was on a lower mitzvah. It was only the mitzvah, the later mitzvah of Mikra Megillah Balayla. The Mikra Megillah Bayom, that was a later mitzvah. So this is the Mishnah. Kol Hayoim Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah L'Kriyas Halel T'Kiya Shofer L'Tilas Lulav. Yeah, etc. All these halachas. Then the end of the Mishnah. Zeh Klal. Dover Shemitzvaso Bayoim Kosher Kol Hayoim Dovish mitzvaso balayla, kosher kol alayla. That's the Mishnah. So look in the Gemara now, on page 8, Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Page 8, yeah. Dovish mitzvaso balayla, kosher kol alayla. So what is it coming to include? It gave you a whole list of things. What is it coming to include? Asuye mai. lasuye achilas psochim. It comes to tell you achilas psochim, that achilas psochim is what? Noeg balaylo, so it's kosher, kol alaylo. Udolo krab loza ben azaya, because the rabbi quoted the Tanya, v'ochu was abosu balayla hazeh, omar rab loza ben azaya, nema kam balayla hazeh, v'nema laholon v'avarti metz nismayim balayla hazeh, ma laholon al chatzois, afkan al chatzois. So this Mishnah in Megillah is who? Rabbi Akiva. So now we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva. So we have two Mishnayas like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, and now we have a Mishnah like that the Gemara says is like Rabbi Akiva.
But it's funny, that Mishnah also brings in a couple of things called Laila.
Right.
Hector Chalavim and Tir Simon.
Yeah.
The previous Mishnah.
So from the Rami Pani that he says just in the Tanakh that Rosh Hashanah, he passed, it says he passed like a Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
So Stam Mishnah.
Right, but so far we have two Stam Mishnah. We have two Stam so far, like Rabbi Loza. It's 2-1 now. Right, we have the Brachas is like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, and Psochim is like Rabbi Loza. So now we have one Mishnah in Megillah, that's Rabbi Akiva.
We have a scorekeeper.
Okay. We're not finished here. You think we're finished with? We have another Mishnah. Mm. Noch a Mishnah. Mishnah is in Ezel Mekoyman. And that, I think Rav Shechter pointed out, that the Mishnayis in Ezel Mekoyman, Rav Shechter said this over, and I think it's quoted from Davud Raham, is considered the earliest Mishnayis, even from Zman Moshe Rabbeinu. Because there's no Machloikas in the Mishnayis in Ezel Mekoyman. And also they speak about the Kaloim, so that's the time of the Mishkan. Right? So as Rav Shechter pointed out, and I think the Avud Raham has something like that. Habachor v'maisa v'pesach kodshim kalim, page 9. Shchitosum b'chol mokum b'azora, etc. He says, Ha-pesach einu nechol ela balayla, ve'einu nechol ela ad chatzois. Ve'einu nechol ela nuyo, ve'einu nechol ela tzoli. So it's ad chatzois. So who is this? So it could be either one, because it could be Achatzois could be really either way, right? Because it could be Rav Loza ben Azariah. Question is, like Rabbi Akiva, is there a din derabbanan of Chatzois by Korban Pesach? Like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds midoraisa, it's called a laila, and Rav Loza ben Azariah says midoraisa Chatzois. But what's the din midrabanan according to Rabbi Akiva? Is there a din midrabanan that it has to be at chatzos like the other cases in the Mishnah Brachos, or no? So here the Gemara says, who's this Mishnah? Take a look on page 10. HaPesach einu nechol man tana am Rav Yosef Rav Loza ben Azariah hi. That the Mishnah is Rav Loza ben Azariah. So Pashas, it seems, that it's not Rabbi Akiva, it's Dafka Rav Loza ben Azariah. So the question is, so the Gemara is going to ask Akasha, how do you know that? Look at the four lines from the bottom. Amalei Abaye, umimayid Rav Loza ben Azariah, udaraisa dilma derabonan, ulahachik ben Avera. How do you know? Maybe it's Rabbi Akiva. Imkei mai el ad chatzois. El ad chatzois means that only al chatzois, meaning it's a starker loshen. Ella. So that's mashma din daraisa. That it's ella ad chatzos. El ki hosom. Ma hosom. And like all the other dinim, that has to be balayla, limnuya, tzoli, all those dinim are what? All those dinim are what?
Rabbanan.
Dinim daraisa. So a chatzos, oiche daraisa. Chatzos is oiche daraisa. But you see that it could be that it could have been Rabbi Akiva. But the Lashon HaGim as El Ad Chatzois
is
only. So it's Mashma. And Dumia to the other cases. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the Machlokas. One second. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Whether the Korban Pesach is Nechal only until Chatzois, That's the opinion of Lozov and Azariah, or is it Nechol the whole night, according to Rabbi Akiva? So we saw four Mishnayis, three are like Rabbi Lozov and Azariah, and the Mishnah Megillah is Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah Megillah is Rabbi Akiva. Oh. So the question is, what's Nogaya? Oh. Galina Shlita. So the... Oh, 1 second. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Lozov ben Azariah. Isaac, whether the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is only until Chatzos, like Rabbi Lozov ben Azariah, or is it the whole night, like Rabbi Akiva? Like Rabbi Akiva. So, if you can look now to see, so who do we paskin like? And why is it so important who we paskin like? It's important who we paskin like because it's also nogeya for matzah. Because the Rishonim assume, here, take a look on page 17 in the Rush. Page 17. Gemara is in Psachim. You'll see it quoted in the Rush. Yeah, take a look.
Lamed Amar Rava. Ochol matzah bezman hazeh achar chatzos ledivrei Rabbi Lozov ben Azariah l'yotza.
So he says like this, the Gemara that he's quoting here, the Gemara Psachim that Rosh is quoting, says Rava, that if you eat matzah achar chatzos, according to Rabbi Lozov ben Azariah, you're not yotze. Because even though Rabbi Lozov ben Azariah is talking about the Korban Pesach, but the Gemara assumes that the Korban Pesach and the matzah are haba hatalia. Because they used to eat al matzos smurim yochlu. So if the zman of Korban Pesach is only until chatzos, so then matzah also. So the whole idea that we always try to eat the afikoyman by chatzos, to eat matzah by chatzos, is to be choshesh for Rabbi Lozov ben Azariah. And we see that the rov of the Mishnayis held like Rabbi Lozov ben Azariah.
The sosim nisin kavosi, the snan, ha pesach ha chatzos metame se yadayim.
So you have that Mishnah.
The chen stamas nisin deze mekoyman.
You have that Mishnah. So you had the Mishnah of Ezel Mekoyman.
You had the Mishnah of Perakama de Brachas. Right? He quotes you all the Mishnahs here. Everything we saw. There's a Miyu, Perakakoris and Megillah Lafreya, Ikastomach Rabbi Akiva.
So there's one stam, like Rabbi Akiva, that says that it's till what?
Kol Lailam. Umay ilma trei otlos stame mechad stame. So the question is,
in other words, you could say that just because there are two, three stamish nais one way, but there's a stamish nai the other way, so is there a klal? In other words, that if they're more stamish nais one way, it's more the other? Maybe not. Maybe it's not a riot.
What's umay ulmay?
My ulmay. Why is it stronger? Why is one stam, why is two stamish nais stronger than one stam?
This is the thing. Gamma, he stomached the Megillah Katanila Bahad the Hilchas Apsikta.
Fakert. Maybe the Gemara in the Mishnah in Megillah is giving you Halakas Psukas. So that's a starker thing that we paskin like. So maybe even though there are three Stamishnayis like Rabbi Lozov ben Azariah, maybe we should still paskin like Rabbi Akiva.
Why?
Because the Mishnah in Megillah is giving Halakas Psukas. Mm-hmm. So when you have halachos psukos without the pilpulim, it's mashma. This is it. This is the way we paskin. So he thinks the rush, that maybe we should paskin what?
not saying
like Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
Maybe we should paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Because even though you have three Stam Mishnayos like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah that say, page 17, that say that what?
Chatzos,
but maybe that one Stam Mishnayah, Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva, is Shoykel Keneged Kulam. Because it's Katanya Lag Rabbi Hilcha Sapsikta.
He says, Mihu Nochon Lahachmir, Kerblazer. Efshad Rabbi Akiva Moda Lahachikas Odom and Havera, Bisu Daraisa.
The mission of Pesach Achitas Badam is not Psikta.
Pesach, no, because there it's. You see, in Megillah, that was the Gabi, a whole slew of dinim that were Halachas Psukas.
And the Mekomis sounded also like it.
Yeah. So he says the Rosh that. Really, maybe we should paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe that Stam Mishnah is more chashiv in Megillah, because that's why the halachas psukas. Elowat, it's still kedai to be choshish like to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah and finish the matzah by chatzos, because it could be that even Rabbi Akiva is moide midrabbonon that you have to eat it by chatzos. So who adin matzah you have to eat by chatzos?
The Efshad Rabbi Akiva Moedel Hachikas Odom and Aveir Rabbi Isur Daraisa V'chein Haya Noheg Rabbeinu Tam L'mayer Lechol Avikomen Kodem Chatzos.
Says the Rosh that Rabbeinu Tam was Noheg to be Machmir like to eat before Chatzos. So even though there's a Svara to say that you don't have to, because maybe we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. If we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, by what? By the Korban Pesach, so who adin by Matzah? So then, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have to worry about Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva is not worried about Chatzos, L'chora. Only Rabbi Loza ben Azariah is. Yeah. Right. So, first of all, we're not even sure whether Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a din l'hachik min aveira by Korban Pesach. We're not sure. Because if you take a look, I'll show you an entry in the Rashba. He says, take a look on page 3. The Rashba says, second arrow. The plukta the Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Rabbi Akiva, mashma the Rabbi Akiva afilu achilas psochem afilu midrabona ad sheyalom roshachar. So he writes beferish that it's. No, he's saying, but maybe that din lahachik min avera was not said by Korban Pesach. Maybe that wasn't said by Korban Pesach. In other words, it wasn't necessarily said in all cases. So according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, it's a deraisa al chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, mi deraisa, it's al yeshayal al moshachah. The shayla is, did Rabbanon make a harchoka by Korban Pesach or not? Maybe they didn't make a hachaka by Korban Pesach. Maybe they did. So the Rashba seems to say that they didn't make. But the Rosh says maybe they did. So Mamela, the Rosh says you should be machmir, because it could be, even according to Rabbi Akiva, you only had until Chatzos. So let me show you now. And if you look in the Rambam, let's see what the Rambam says on page 23. Who does the Rambam paskin like? On page 23. So he says, "Kvar biyarnu bekam mekoymus she'ena pesach nechal ad chatzos kedei lahachik min haavera v'din toira sheyochal kol halayla at sheyale amura shachar." So who does Rabbi Paskin like?
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva. So even though all the mishnayos, you have three out of the four mishnayos, are like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, the Rabbi Paskin's like Rabbi Akiva. Kvar Yarno Bahilchas Chametz Matzah, Shuton Halal B'Shas Achilosu, etc.
But he still says it's still better to do it before Chatzos.
Midrabanan.
Right.
So the Shaila is, so according to the Rambam, do you have to be Choshish for Matzah also? That's the question. In other words, what's the din according to the Rambam by Matzah? Do we say that since it's not a din? Pashat Pshat, the Gemara only says only a leader but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says it's a din d'oraisa chatzos. Then you have to be machmir by Matzah. But who says that according to Rabbi Akiva, at worst, according to Rabbi Akiva, at best there's a din d'rabbanan of chatzos. But who says that din d'rabbanan of chatzos was said by Matzah also? Maybe that's only by Korban Pesach. And the Din Matzah follows the Din Daraisa of Korban Pesach.
What's the reason that we eat?
Well, we eat Matzah. We also have a Din Daraisa of Matzah.
Din Daraisa Yerta with the first Kazayas.
Yeah, no.
So we eat Afikoyman to...
As a zecher to the Korban Pesach or the Matzah.
You should do it, but you haven't.
Right, well, the question is this din that they made a hachaka, maybe it was only by the Korban Pesach itself, which is the din d'oraisa, you get chorus, you whatever, but maybe it wasn't said by the zech. Yeah, or not. So if you look at the Prichadosh on page 27, Zog Tazoy, he says, Das HaRambam, Pegvav, Shazmano kol halayla. Chenirim listen to the Gemara, the Omer Rava, Ochal matzah b'zman azach, achatzos v'ablaz ben azariah lo yotzi idei chavoso. Bashter ben azariah kamar v'lein lo svir lein. Din lo kein havalei l'mein b'stoma lo yotza. It says only aliba the v'ablaz ben azariah. Chen das harif, shehishmit hach memra. The rif doesn't have this member that you can't eat, you have to eat matzah by chatzos. So I'm chaber nimshach achashar poiskim v'shavkei l'klolim. Chomo nira sheyofa kivin tafla das haram tzorech lizor l'ochel konum chatzos shein ken kosov harav zal behilchus korban pesach shein apesach nechol achatzos kidei lachik min aveira. So he says therefore you should be machmer on the matzah also. You should be machmer on the matzah also. And the ran, kosov haran, shegam b'halo. So the question is, do you have to be machmir and halal also to finish by chatzos, or just the achilas?
Well, the pre-chalash is saying if you ate it after chatzos, you're not yoitzer, but it's not the same as. So the question is, can you eat it after Chatzos Bechlal? No? Meaning that...
It doesn't sound like the Rambam.
If you ate it...
Right, it's much more only than in Korban Pesach. Yeah, Pashtus is... Right, Pashtus is it's a chumra according to assume that the Rambam has, yeah. Yeah.
So when they say eat it all kol alayla, meaning you haven't ate it until chatzos, or you ate it before chatzos, and you can still keep eating it after.
No, he's saying that you shouldn't eat it after chatzos.
So someone ate it before chatzos.
Right.
They can still not continue.
Eat what?
Korban Pesach.
They should finish by chatzos. Midrabanan, according to Rambam. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's a din d'oraisa chatzos by Korban Pesach. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's the whole night. But according to the Rambam, midrabanan, they said you have to finish by chatzos.
So same thing by matzah. If we eat matzah at the beginning of the Seder, we shouldn't have any more past chatzos.
Well, we'll see that. We'll see. One second. Let's take a look now in the tshuva in the Mishkanos Yaakov. on page 32. Shayla. Misha Shachach Onenas Vilo Ochal Matzah Matzah's Mitzvah Lail Rishona Arachachatzos Im Yotzu Yidei Chavosu Bachiloso Achachatzos Im Yesh Levarachalel. Say someone got stuck and he didn't start his Seder till late and he didn't eat the Matzah, even the Kazayis Rishon. He didn't eat it until after Chatzos. Is he allowed to make a bracha of Alachilas Matzah on this Matzah?
Or is he allowed to eat it at all?
No, he has to eat the Lechara. He's going to eat, but the question is he yotzi to the mitzvah of matzah? Mm-hmm. Is he yotzi to the mitzvah of matzah? So he says, true. Depends. Right, depends according to who? According to whether you hold like Rabbi Akiva, you hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Yeah. So he says, tshuva. Nine dovers and the stakbek bo harosh. Salba brachas per kama piska tehekte chalovim. U pilpul shah mi halachak rab loza ben azariah des man achilas pesach achatzos. O krab yakiva de poligale. Vikas fekasu hum shum de ikas tomi mishnais de brachas us vachim de svavi krab loza ben azariah. Vika namas tom achrina de svavi krab yakiva. So that's his suffix. Which tam mishnah should you pass like? Masafkale, hey me now eker. Vegam, the Omar Rava, Bishuli, Arvi Psachim, Achal Matzaber, Pesach, Achachatzos, Lobozem, Nazar, Yoitzi, Dechavoso, Mashmachor, Ktsas, is Firle, the Rava Kavose. It's Mashma that Rava says, Achal Matzah, Erv Pesach, Achachatzos, Lobozem, Nazar, Yoitzi, so it's Mashma that Rava is holding that way. I'll call upon him Masafkale, Mishum de Sakli on Tsarach Lecho Matzav Shochov, Korum Chatzos, Mashmal Chor Midvarv, Shim Icher, Aracha Chatzos, Lo Yvarech. Bishum de Kosov, Davi Sofik, Davi Sofik Brocha. Lechora, it should be a Sofik Brocha Slohokel, that you shouldn't be able to make a Brocha. You'll make a Moitzi Lechem in the Oritz, you'll make. But you can't make a Halachilas Matzah, because maybe the Halach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He says the Rif, and he's going to say the Rambam also, they hold like Rabbi Akiva. So according to them, there shouldn't be any din. So it's mashmah zman is called halayla. Lachen lo chidush b'zeh klum. For hisker hach the layla harishon choyva, mashmah kol halayla. V'cheinu das Rambam. So he says, according to the Rosh, it seems to be a suffix. And according to the Rambam, he thinks the Rambam really holds that Chatzos is only a din by Korban Pesach, and Matzah, you can have the Kol HaLayla. Oh, so now he's going to say a Harifus in the Haggadah. You can say this over at the Haggadah. He wants to bring a Raya from the Mice. What's the Mice in the Haggadah? Mice, Rabbi Elazar, who are the people? Mice, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Elazar, Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, Rekiva, Hashayu Mesubim b'Bnei Brak. Fayu Mesaprim, B'Tzias Mitzrayim, Kol Oso Alayla. Hachi Yigia, Zman, right, Kalmideim, Yigia Zman Kriyashma, Shal Shachas. So he says like this. Hinei, fourth line in the second, Ha, the Mitzvah L'Sapir, B'Tzias Mitzrayim, Utoloi, B'Zman Pesach. The Mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is also connected, because it says B'shosh Yesh Matzo Moron Munochim Lefanecha. So it means, it doesn't mean that it's Stam it's Munochim Lefanecha. It means it's the Zman of the Achila of the Matzo Moron. So he has a kasha, unbelievable kasha. Rabbi Akiva, I understand, he was Mesum Kol Alayla Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he holds out Chatzos. So why was he Mesum Kol Alayla? That's gam mit zis sidur a khatsos da ze bkhlau halal blem sochem dis be a khatsos ob los ber zay mikro mole ba vor ze be shosheish matzo morum khem fursh mit khilta shem ro los shkhayv odom lasok bit zis tsvay ber khatsos wenn im shim dozel shit so vet gam pesach a khatsos Yeah, but it's not the Zman anymore. Maybe call a Marbel Saper, if you hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is only until Chatzos.
Yeah, but even according to Rabbi Akiva, they went a little extra.
Because he says he gives my cre- maybe that means the.
Mm-hmm.
You say even according to him they did it, so.
Yeah, so you can't bring a
ride. Okay, yeah. Oh, so he says like this: Imkain, v'sipru mitzis p'saim kol alayla, shmamina shechriu da'asa sovrim kol alayla zman pesach. He wants to say that all those rabbonim were paskening like Rabbi Akiva. That misapim mitzias mitzvayim kol alos laila. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how you but also maimed. Gam Rabbi Akiva v'shu v'nira shadas Rabbi Gamliel. His kima came v'haya nasi lachen also kulam kamoso. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel was the nasi, so maybe they followed the nasi. Al kolponim nimnu v'rabu az lasos kei lemaisa. So that's what he wants. That's the first thing he wants to say. That they paskin maybe the Ikar Adin from that Maisa. You see that they paskin the Ikar Adin like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe they went in a little bit. Okay, but now he wants to say another Harifas. V'oid, listen to this. Why does it start off? Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hare ani kiven shivim shana, right? Lo zochisi shetemash, he says, Achadrosha ben Zoma, right? And then they have the story of Maisa Rabbi Elazar, yeah. So he has a kash. My shaykhus yesh lahach uvda de b'nei brak, b'hach meimed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That story, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, maskim yitzias mitzvayim ba'leilos, Hare ani kivin shivim shana. Lo zachis li tzabri yitzias ma'am le'acha drosha ben zoma. L'mat tzabur yom seiz chabeh son kol yimecheyecha, yimecheyecha yom kol yimecha ha'leilos. V'chomim yimecheyecha ha'mozeh, kol yimecha la'avilu mosa Mashiach. What does that have to do with the mice in B'nai Brak? This is the mitzvah kol ha'layla, it's the mitzvah every night of zachiris yitzias Mitzrayim. Every night, we say in Kriyashma, every night. But the story in B'nai Brak, that's Leil Pesach. So what does the one have to do with the other? And why is the Baal Haggadah bringing in the story, the thing of Amar Ablozer Ben Azariah Reini Kivim Shirim Shono, which has nothing to do with Pesach? Nothing to do with Pesach. So why is he bringing it in? Tach the Sipur Tzias Yisrael called Alayla, Meisha Shaykh L'Chovas HaPesach. Rabbi Elazar ben, top line, Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, Ayri B'chol HaShona, Shalo Zachisi.
Any day.
Yeah. So he says, "Api ha'omur asu shaper asmichus." They call a chachamim. Second line: "Shayu sham hayu asuki mitzias b'zayim kol alayla." All the other chachamim held like Rabbi Akiva. Mishum chovas haPesach. Ve'gam Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hayu imahim. L'chor l'didei nisvila achatzos. Mechze kibal toisiv l'zeh nosan tam. Mishum diu svila gei. You see, so what's pshat in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Why? So the first part he says he covered for Rabbi Gamliel. He didn't. He say no, you know
any
what?
Any given night.
Every given night. So it's lo gora from any given night. So Inochanami, the mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is finished for him at Chatzos. But he still came along because of his regular Shita, that the Mitzvah Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. So therefore, that could be the whole night. It's only the din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Leil Pesach is only on Chatzos, but he still stayed with the rest of the Olam because of his, and that's why the Baal Haggadah puts it there right before to say, you can have a Kasha and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What is he Misapur Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Osa Laila? The answer is he was doing it else the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's every night. So really, the Gam Lochovas HaPesach mitzvah Tomid Misapur Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Laila. All the other rabbanim kriged. So all the other rabbanim didn't hold that there's a mitzvah every night. So only what? The night of Pesach. But they hold like, so why were they doing it the whole night? Because the others, they hold like Rabbi Akiva.
You don't see that he was masking by the carbon Pesach also. You don't see that he was masking by carbon Pesach also.
Then who was masking?
Rabbi Elazar
ben Azariah is not masking.
By Sipri Yitzchias Mitzrayim, he was chayav. He was.
He stayed with them.
Right.
After Chatzos, to talk about, because he at least he's mekayim from the mitzvah Zechiris Yitzchias Mitzrayim. That's every night. So mitzad, because everyone else was doing it the whole night, because they held like
Rabbi Akiva and Pesach.
Rabbi Akiva and Pesach.
You would say the Kol Marbe by Sklira.
Right, which is a chiddush because there's a famous word from Reb Chaim Brisker that the din to say a lot is only by Sipur. Oh, so he says in the end of the tshuva. So he wants to bring a raya from there that like Rabbi Akiva. But then he has other makoros that maybe not. So, Fiza Yishlomidim Shachar Lechol Matzah Ein Levarachod. Levarachlo Hifsid. So he says, different opinions, but I'm Levarachlo Hifsid. But from this Maisa, he wants to see that most of the Tanaim held like Rabbi Akiva. Oh, so now let's see the Avnei Nezer. On page 30. Avnei Nezer is Kedarko Bakardish, a Harifus of the Avnei Nezer. So he's going to start off with another Kasha that we didn't speak about yet. And you remember we started the Shia with the Kasha. Let's try and Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. How does he know Chatzos? Because Laila Zeh, because Makas Bechoris was Chatzos. And so therefore, Laila Zeh Chatzos, but Makas Bechoris. And the other thing is Chatzos also. So the kasha that we said from his name is it's not the same. Because Makas B'chorus happened at Chatzos. This is on until Chatzos. So he says like this. Nasati elibi la'ayin. Be'inin birchas alachilas matzah v'alachilas mora. Me'haroi hayalvarch lechol. Why is it alachilas matzah? It should be lechol matzah. Why? Because usually al means a mitzvah you can do all your day. Most Rishonim hold a mitzvah you can do all your day shliach. Right? Al hamil or something like that. You can do all your day shliach. So you don't make the mitzvah on the maisa because you don't have to do the maisa. You can appoint the shliach. But when you can't appoint the shliach, then you do what?
Can or cannot.
If you cannot appoint the shliach, you have to do it yourself.
You do it
on the action. Then, so matzah, can you appoint the shliach for matzah? Of course not. So then why is it al achilas? It should be lechol as hamatzah. That's his kasha. Because normally the din is al means on the inyan of. I don't have to do the maisa myself. But that's birkas hanen. Let's talk about
lehoniach tefillin.
Lesatif betzitzis. All these mitzvahs that you have to do yourself, usually it speaks about the maisa. If it's something that you could do...
The maisa,
all means, I don't have to do the maisa myself. It's like you said, a klali is thicker thing. So, l'chaira, matzah, should be like all these other mitzvahs. L'hanich tefillin, l'chol matzah. Because I can't appoint a shliach. That's his kasha. That's the avdin nezit kasha. So why is it the Ramban Varan Kosu Be'emes Belamed Lechol. And Taka the Ramban and the Ran says that the bracha is Lechol Matzah, Belamed. Akir says Hasvar Shalonu Pergave Psochim Alachilas. Falavush Kosu of Mishum the Balabais Motzi Kol HaMesubim Shaykh Yosef Alachilas. So the Vush wants to say, since the Balabais is making the bracha for everybody, so he's making a like what he said a klolia sticker, bro. But there is ain't all of minhagena shokolachem bevarach latzmo. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? So he says like this. Take a look on page 31. Yeah, let's look before. Let's look at the end first on page 30. He has another question. Lafi ani es dait the ois beis. Nira liten tama shemavarchim al bir chametz. So also al bir chametz. Why should we make al bir chametz? So luchar hayayoser al levarch levar devaday lahabam. I am because it's right. Nira kaven the mitzvahs bir nasa behigia pesach. So he wants to say another yisod, that when do you mekayim the mitzvah of bir chametz? So is it the pshat when you burn the chametz you mekayim the mitzvah? Or the mitzvah is that when Pesach comes you shouldn't have chametz. So you're doing the mitzvah, the ma'aseh mitzvah now, but
it's not chal
till later because the mitzvah is that when Pesach comes you shouldn't have chametz. It's not like when I'm putting on tefillin, I'm doing everything now. I'm doing the ma'aseh mitzvah, mekayim the mitzvah now. But you can have a mitzvah that you're doing the ma'aseh now, but the kiyum ha-mitzvah is not till later. Because what's the point? The Torah Stam wants you to burn chametz? No, the parable wants you to burn chametz, so when Pesach comes, you won't have chametz. So azah mitzvah, you make it the bracha what?
Al.
Because al means we're making it on, like Avram said, on the klolius in
like on dime.
It's not on that you're doing it, you're mekayim the mitzvah now. Whenever you mekayim the mitzvah later, also you make al. Kevish yegi pesach for nisbara chomet, shaykh yosel var albiyo. Dmash menami l'chover, lo mash menami l'chover. Vizei yesh li ten tam, dmvor, oh. So he says like this, why do we make al achilas matzah, umorer? So this is Harifus. He says like this. We have a machlokes. Rabbi Zev Nazar dechilas Pesach ad chatzoyis. V'yolof migzeir shava devar teberetz mitzrayim balayla hazeh. Malaholon ad chatzoyis. Balayla hazeh techsiv achilas Pesach ad chatzoyis. V'adova yipolit. This is the kasha that we said from him before. Sherei havora beeretz mitzrayim her berega chatzoyis mamish. The Eich Yoliv Lachilas Pesach Ad Chatzos. The Tzorch Lomar, Kevin the Efshel Lechol BeChatzos Mamish. You can't eat at Chatzos Mamish because it takes time to eat. So you're not going to be Hashem could kill all the Bechorim at Chatzos Mamish, right? But you can't eat at Chatzos Mamish because it takes time to eat. She'ein bo Hemshach Zman Klal. Va'mais et Tzorch Hemshach Zman. So he says, Pshat in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is taka, according to Rabbi Lozab ben Azai, you know when the mitzvah is? At Chatzos. But what's the mitzvah? That's Rabbi Shach to explain this, Avni Nezer. That what? That by Chatzos it should be eaten. So the mitzvah,
finished.
It should be finished by Chatzos. So Mimela, Zokter,
Al.
So taka. Taka, the mitzvah taka is at chatzos mamish, and that's why it's al and not le, because it's not going to happen. So zokter v'chein b'matzah, the yolof mi pesach v'kol shekain morer duchsiv gabe pesach im kain came in the mitzvah matzah morg v'higia chatzos yekvar nechol yosef tov levarach ba'al. Oh, so now he says a chiddush. He says like this. He says, why is there a din of Ein Maftir and Achar Pesach Hafikoyman? That you can't eat after the Korban Pesach. You can't eat. You know why? Because since the mitzvah is not Mekuyim yet, why do we want the tam to be in your mouth? Because since you're not Mekayim the mitzvah till later, so we want that you should still have tam Pesach
at the time
you Mekayim the mitzvah. V'zei yish li ten tam she'ein maftir nachar Pesach avikomen she'oso lecho lachar Pesach lanau yish lefarsh kevin she'hamitzvah behigia chatzos according to Rabbi Lozab ben Azariah im kein tzorch she'e tam Pesach az befiv she'lo yekala achilas Pesach mikol v'chol, because there should be something left over from the Maisa that'll last until what? Until the Zman that you became the Mitzvah. Oh, so now he says like this. He says, so this is the next piece now. The Oisei is the famous Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. But people usually just know the Tanai, but they don't know the whole lumdus behind the Tanai. Yeah.
I hear everything he's saying about Korban Pesach. But from matzah,
matzah is the same thing. Because matzah is learned from Korban Pesach. How do we know matzah until Chatzos? Because Korban Pesach. Because the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, if you eat matzah after Chatzos, you're not yotze. Because you, so you see, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, matzah has the same din as Korban Pesach. And if Korban Pesach is Chatzos, and Chatzos is learned from Makas Bechoris, so that means that the din Chatzos of matzah, which is learned from Korban Pesach, is the same din that you have by Korban Pesach.
Same thing with Mara, because all matzahs are Mara?
Yeah, yeah. It's all the same thing. That's and that's why it's Al. Oh, so listen carefully. Al came near El Adina. The Manda Omer in Pesach Nechal El Al Chatzos, what in matzah? The Achar Chatzos Mutu Lechal. Says the Kiddush. Eim aftir achar Pesach afikoymen. You can't eat after the afikoymen, after Pesach. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that only up to Chatzos. After Chatzos, you can eat whatever you want. Because why? It's not a, normally we assume it's a din called halayla that you can't eat. Mm. But that's only because we're choshish for what? For Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what? After Chatzos is mutter. Because the whole idea of Ein Aftir Achar Pesach Avikom and Yitzhitam Matzah is that you should have Tam at this man of what? When you Mekayim the Mitzvah. But once it's Chatzos, you Mekayim the Mitzvah, so now go eat whatever you want. Like every other night of the year, you can eat Pesach Chatzos. Uvalav Hachi Nira Kevin Devada in Chiv She Yishar Tam Pesach Matzah B'Fiv Rak B'Zman HaMitzvah. Okay, Nira Din B'Tchi. Oh. So this is what he says. So he says like this. What happens if you're running late with the Seder? You're running late with the Seder and you didn't eat Shulchan Aruch yet. You know, and it's 10 minutes before Chatzos and you're first washing. So what are you going to do? What, are you going to skip to the Afikoman? Then you can't eat the meal. So he says, this is what you do. Okay, Nira, din b'tchilas hasudo be'emtza ro'ashu korov l'chatzos. So what you should do is yochal kazais matzah al tanai. Im halacha k'rab loza ben azarya yelashem afikomen. And then wait until after chatzos and then eat your meal. Because after chatzos you can eat according to it. V'yamtin alcha chatzos yochal sudoso. V'chaka, and after the meal you'll eat another afikomen
for Rabbi Akiva.
And then you can eat the meal because it's after Chatzos, and that's his Yisoid. So Yotzei b'Afikomen Hasheni, because that could be after Chatzos. Yeah, but usually this case is going to happen when you're holding otot. So in other words, whenever you're holding by Chatzos, say in the middle of the meal, you're holding by Chatzos. So 5 minutes before Chatzos, you eat it afikomen. You'll wait the 5 minutes, Chatzos shall pass, and then you finish the rest of the meal. And this way, you yotze for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then for Rabbi Akiva, there's no problem, because you can eat another. You can eat another, because for Rabbi Akiva, there's no din Chatzos. Then you can eat afterwards. That's the famous piece of the Avnei Nezer. Okay, so just to review, we had the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, and we had four Mishnayos. Three of them were like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. One was like Rabbi Akiva, and the Rosh has a suffix how we should paskin. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, and this Shaila is toloi on matzah when you went to eat matzah, and then it's also toloi on the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then we saw the Mishkanos Yaakov wants to bring a raya that Shayu Mesaprim Kol Oso Laila, that they held like Rabbi Akiva. And the question is why? So why was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah being mishtatef? So either it was l'kvodo shel Rabbi Gamliel who was the nasi, or it was the mitzvah of zchiras Yitz Mitzrayim, which he held every night, and that's why the Habal Haggadah puts that in right before that. There's one sheet that we didn't mention of the Or Sameach on page 29. He has a chiddush according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He wants to say a chiddush just to finish off. You see, Korban Pesach is really, it's Kachim Kalim. It's Kachim Kalim. So he wants to say that, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's four lines from the bottom, on page 29, on the right side. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Sover Mitzvah Pesach, Eina Lav Raka Chatzotz, Vacha Chatzotz at HaBoker, Havi Kishar Kachim Kumosar Pesach. He says like this, that Korban Pesach is different than any other Korban. Any other Korban, there's no mitzvah to eat the Korban. You have to just make sure the Korban was eaten. That's what the famous Beis Halevi. By a Korban, you don't necessarily have to eat a kezias. If you have 100 people eat, and each eats a chatzi kezias, so the Korban was eaten. But the Korban Pesach is a din on you to eat it. It's not just it should be nechel; it's a din that you have to eat it. So therefore, you have to eat a kezai. So he wants to say that it could be according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah midoraisa, after chatzos, it's still nechel, like a shlomim. It's just that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is only, and that's why they dafka. On a deraisa level, that's why they made a special din derabbanan to be metames yadayim that you shouldn't eat it after chatzos because you shouldn't think that you'll still could eat it als a shlomim because midoraisa you could, but they want you to eat it als the korban pesach. So then they made a special chumrah that a chatzos is metames yadayim according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And we saw that the Rama Mipanu says that that's a din derabbanan, but he says the din derabbanan perhaps was made because dafka over here. You could eat it after chatzos midoraisa.
The individual have his own.
But we don't want. We want you to eat it als korban pesach.
Right.
And not als just als kachim kalim.
Like New York.
Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Shlomo, let me wish everyone a chag kosher v'sameach. And Bezer Hashem will continue after Rosh Chodesh Iyar to continue again. Chag kosher v'sameach.
Yeah.